because we see his kirtans that divided into so many wonderful books like Kalyan, Kalpataru, Geetamala, Geetavali, Sharanagati, Yamun, Bhavavali. In this way, for every particular jiva, according to his or her own qualification, he has written kirtans. Every jiva. Because we see not every jiva is qualified for this pure prem ras. Jiva has to gradually be purified and elevated. Therefore, for every jiva, like Yamun Bhavavali is for those jivas in Dasya Ras. And then we see Sharanagati. In Sharanagati is shown the doorway to bhakti. How to enter into bhakti. Like this Anukul Yasya Sankalpa, Pratikul Yasya Vivarjanam. This one. Like this shloka, we see the six limbs of devotion. Accepting that which is favorable, rejecting that which is unfavorable. Accepting Krishna as one's own protector and nourisher. And thinking of him as one's essence of one's life. Everything he has shown kirtans. And then he has even shown kirtans regarding the highest madhurya bhav of Radha and Krishna. Like we see all these kirtans we sing during Kartik. Vrishabhanu Sutta, Palyadasi Kori, Ramani Shiromani. Then so many Dekite Dekite, Bulibo Vakabe, Nijastula Parichay. All these kirtans that we sing. Shri Krishna Virahe, Radhikara, Dasha, Amito Sahite, Nari. And then all these kirtans. And we see not just Radha and Krishna. Beginning from Shri Guru. He has sung Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya, Gurudev Bodo Kripa Kori, Gurudev Kabe Mor Seidi Nahabe, Gurudev Kabe Tava Karuna Prakashe. And for Vaishnav Tattva, he has sung Ohe Vaishnav Thakur, Kabe Mohi Vaishnava Chinibo Hari Hari, Bimala Vaishnava Rati Upajibe Vasana Hoi Bekshin. Then Kripa Koru Vaishnava Thakur, Sambandha Janiya Bajite Bajite Abhimana Haudur. And then even for Nityananda Prabhu, he has sung Badok Sukher Kabor Gai. So many for Mahaprabhu, so many kirtans. Kabe Mor, Kabe Habe Dashamor, Kabe Mor Seidi Nahabe. And this way is unlimited. All the kirtans he has sung for Radha and Krishna, for Nam Tattva. All the slogans of Namastakam, he has written one kirtan. All the slokas of Upadeshamrithi has written one kirtan. All the slokas of Manasiksha has written one kirtan. All the slokas of Shikshastakam, he has written one kirtan. In this way we see, we are so much indebted to this great Vaishnav. Every aspect of our devotional lives, we see, is completely dependent on what he has given. Beginning from Mangalarati, Madhyan Bhogarati, even the arati we sing before Madhyan Bhogarati, this Bhajo Bhakata Vatsala Gaurahari, this one again we offer. Sandhya Arati, everything, so much indebted to this great Vaishnava. Therefore, we see even Gurudev, he would say that whatever you're seeing in me is the mercy of Jayavadharma, he said. He said, because I have served Jayavadharma my entire life, he has said. My whole life, I have not read Jayavadharma less than 108 times, he has said. Means unlimited times Gurudev has read. We know, no, when Gurudev, he asked Param Gurudev, that how can I translate this Jayavadharma like in the best possible way. Param Gurudev told Gurudev, you pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He'll answer all your questions. You pray to him directly, you surrender yourself onto his lotus feet and he'll show you the way. And now we see Jayavadharma everywhere, it's being read, this great book, Jayavadharma. In this way we see so many wonderful things Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given us. Like if we see in this Bhagavad Patrika, we see the first two books that Gurudev ever translated of Bhaktivinoda Thakur were Bhakti Tattva Vivek and Vaishnava Siddhanta Mala. These are the first two books that he translated, even before Jayavadharma. Like Jayavadharma, Gurudev was translating in serial installments. Means like one chapter after another chapter, and he was publishing them gradually. He started off with Jayavadharma, but these two books he immediately finished because they're so essential for us. This Bhakti Tattva Vivek and Vaishnava Siddhanta Mala. Like Bhakti Tattva Vivek, we see it consists of four essays which pertain to pure devotional service. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said in that book that without knowing what pure bhakti is, people will be cheated. They will be cheated by an imitational form of bhakti. And even those who claim to be bhaktas, actually they will be teaching Mayavad. And this is even more dangerous. And he has shown what is bhakti. Like he has said, well, cultivating bhakti, you should consider two aspects. Pratibimba, reflection, and chaya, shadow. So there's Pratibimba Bhakti Abhas and Chaya Bhakti Abhas. So Pratibimba Bhakti Abhas, it has three types. there is a in Pratibimba Bhakti Abhas, there is Nirvishesh Gyan Avrit Bhakti Abhas. Then there is Bahirmukh Karma Avrit Bhakti Abhas. And there is Viparit Vastu Bhakti Buddhi Janit Pratibimba Bhakti Abhas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has gone into so much detail. His Rupanuga Varayate, the greatest of Rupanuga Vaishnavas, and he has quoted so many shlokas of Rupa Goswami while describing all these things. Because it's so important for us to know what is shadow reflection, or else we think what we're doing is bhakti, but which is not really bhakti. It's something else. Like he has said, what is this Nirvishesh Gyanavrit Bhakti Abhas, Pratibimba Bhakti Abhas? Here we see the Nirvisheshvadis. Why do they practice bhakti? Because they know that Gyan in itself will never give the fruit, will never give siddhi, perfection. Therefore, they take shelter of bhakti, so that they can have perfection of their Gyan. And sometimes they're weeping also. Like we see in Kashi, there was one sannyasi, he was weeping, rolling on the ground. Why? Not because of bhav. He was weeping and rolling on the ground because he was thinking, oh, Krishna is so merciful that by practicing bhakti, I can achieve Nirvishesh Gyan. And all my material desires can be fulfilled. Because the Nirvishesh Gyanis have Falgu Vairagya. Like this Falgu river which flows in Bihar, it's covered by sand. But if you place your hand deep within, you can see the flow of the river. You can feel it. Similarly, they have so many material desires within their heart. So this is Nirvishesh Gyan. This is Nirvishesh Gyanavrit Pratibim Bhakti Avas. Then he has said, what is Bahirmukh Karmavrit Bhakti Abhas? Means that the smarter Goshais, the materialistic workers, they think, oh, bhakti is just like any mundane activity, which is like Namaparadha actually. They say, oh, follow your Nitya Karma, like your Sandhya Vandan, you chant all your mantras 3 times a day, you follow Naimitik Karma, this Varnashram Dharma. If you do all these things, then this is the perfection of life. But still even they know that such karma cannot give perfection. Therefore, they take shelter of bhakti. So this is Bahirmukh Karmavrit Bhakti Abhas. Their Bahirmukh conditioned souls are averse to the service of Krishna, but they are bound to accept bhakti. Because without bhakti, how will their karma bear perfection? And then there's Vastu Viparit Bhakti Buddhi Janit Pratibimba Bhakti Abhas. Means what you're doing is actually completely opposed to bhakti. But still you think there is bhakti. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given the example of the Pancha Upasaks. Means those who worship the 5 different gods. Those who worship Vishnu, Shiva, Ganesh, Surya, Durga. All of them, they're worshipping their respective gods according to their own inclinations and for the fulfillment of their own material desires. But they think this is pure bhakti. And even he said these Vaishnavas, Pancha Upasak Vaishnavas, even they are not pure devotees. Because even they're worshipping Vishnu to ultimately merge into him. All, only for the fulfillment of their material desires. So how can this possibly be bhakti? And he has also said there is Ishwar Pranidhan. Means the yogis who want to merge into Ishwar, Paramatma. And they think this is pure bhakti. So this is completely viparit, opposed. Vastu viparit, but bhakti buddhi janit. But this intelligence to engage in such opposed activities, it stems from that conception of bhakti buddhi. That, oh, this is bhakti. But completely opposed to bhakti. Therefore, he said that Pratibimba Bhakti Abhas is actually an offense, he said. And then there's Chaya Bhakti Abhas, which is not offensive, but it is incomplete. But still, Chaya Bhakti Abhas, if one sincerely follows it, he can become a pure devotee. And again, he has divided Chaya Bhakti Abhas into 2, where he said Sabhav, Sarup, Sabhav, where he said Sarup Gyan, Abhav Janit, Chaya Bhakti Abhas. Means one who hasn't realized his Sarup. Even he has accepted Diksha, he has accepted Harinam, but and he's chanting, but he doesn't know what his Sarup is. He doesn't know in which Rasa he is serving Krishna. Sarup Gyan Abhav, Janit Bhakti Abhas. But still, if he's sincere, if he gradually goes on cultivating these different processes of devotion more and more, then ultimately he will achieve pure devotional service. Sarup Gyan Bhakti Janit Bhakti Abhas. And then he has explained the second type of Chaya Bhakti Abhas. Where he has said, Bhakti Uddipak Vastu Shakti Janit Chaya Bhakti Abhas. Where he said Bhakti Uddipak Vastu Shakti Janit means those things or that paraphernalia related to bhakti, like serving Tulsi Devi, observing Ekadashi, Janmashtami, Radhashtami, all these tithis, serving the Dham, taking the dust of the Vaishnavas, serving Mahaprasad, especially the Mahaprasad of the Vaishnavas, serving Ganga Devi. In this way, if you observe all these limbs, which are actually Bhakti Uddipak, which are actually stimulants for the cultivation of bhakti, then that is also bhakti abhas. Like one, accidentally he waters tulsi, he does parikrama of Tulsi Devi. Accidentally he touches the dust of the dham, comes, visits the dham. Accidentally he serves the Vaishnavas. Accidentally he observes Ekadashi. Like Prahlad Maharaj in his previous life, he was separated from this one lady who he loved so much. There was a prostitute who loved him so much. And this prostitute left him when he ran out of money. So the whole night he went to one temple and he fasted the whole night, weeping in separation. And she was also weeping in separation from him. And that day happened to be Narsingha Chaturdashi. And because they observed fasting the whole night, that person became Prahlad his next life and that lady became his wife the next life. So this way he said, this is Bhakti Uddipak Vastu Shakti Janit Bhakti Abhas. He said, this is Chaya Bhakti Abhas. So he's described all these different stages of devotion. And then he has also said, what are the symptoms of pure devotion? He has explained there in Bhakti Tattva Vivek. There he said the six symptoms are, like he says, when the Bhakti Creeper gradually grows, six leaves are seen. First is Kleshagni. There he said all the different miseries to the living, which afflict the living entity because of pap, sin, koot, and because of avidya, and because of all these things, they go away. Because the Mayavadis say that by practicing Nirvishesh Gyan, your aprarabdha karma will go away. But your prarabdha karma, that will stay, that you have to experience. Means your future karma will go away, but your present karma, you'll have to suffer. But Rupa Goswami has said, what to speak of your prarabdha? Even what to speak of your aprarabdha? Even your prarabdha karma will go away. It means the karma that you're supposed to experience in this present life, even that will go away. And even bij, those sinful desires which are like in a seed-like form, they will go away. And even kut, those desires which are gradually going to like become sinful, they will also go away. And even avidya, ignorance, which is covering the jiva since time immemorial, that will go away. This is Kleshagni. And then there is Shubhada, means the life of a devotee will become completely auspicious. We see auspiciousness is actually synonymous with happiness. If one is happy, his life is considered to be auspicious. And even this happiness is of so many different types. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described. There's Vishayik Sukh, means the happiness obtained by enjoying the objects of the senses. Then there is Nirvishesh Sukh, means the happiness derived from impersonalist knowledge. And then there's Aishwarya Sukh, happiness derived from serving Krishna as Narayan. But ultimately the devotees, they will relish this Prema Sukh, Premananda Sukh, means this happiness derived from loving devotional service under the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. This is Shubhada. And then there's Moksha Laguta Krit. He has explained everything there. Moksha Laguta Krit means even the desire for liberation will become completely insignificant. Liberation itself will want to serve that devotee, Mukti Devi. And then this way there is Sudurlabha. Means the rarely achieved pure bhakti, which is never achieved by anyone, that Krishna he will bestow. And then there is Sandrananda Visheshatma. Means this Sambit and Alladini, they combine on the platform of Sandini, and this ray of prem, it is transmitted from the heart of the pure devotee into the heart of the sadhak. And then there's Sri Krishna Akarshanicha. Means that devotee, by the power of his pure devotional service, he will attract Sri Krishna himself. In this way, these six leaves gradually unfurl. So all these things he has explained in that book. And Gurudev has said, anyone who reads this book, Bhakti Tattva Vivek, he's sure to become a pure devotee, he has said. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur has clearly defined what is not, everything. And this other book that he has written, Vaishnav Siddhantamala, if you see, Vaishnav Siddhantamala is actually based on Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu's Prameya Ratnavali. Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu, when he was writing Govinda Bhashya, he wrote Prameya Ratnavali. Means he established nine forms of evidence. What are that? What are they? The first Prameya, Praman, is evidence is what? Is Sri Hari is the supreme absolute truth. There's that shloka, no? From the Vishnu Purana, Aishwarya Ashya Samagrasya Virya Sasya Shriya. There he says that Bhagwan is he who has six forms of opulence. Aishwarya, he's unlimitedly wealthy, he's renounced, he's beautiful, he's knowledgeable, he's detached. And this way, he has these six forms of opulence. Sri Hari is the supreme absolute truth. And there, even that Hari, when he's in his form of Aishwarya, he's Narayan. And when in his form is Madhurya, he's Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna descends with his dham. And this dham is perceived in three ways. Prakat, manifest, and then aprakat, which is the transcendental dham of Krishna when he appears along with all his associates. And there's drishyaman, the dham we see with our present eyes. And then he says that Sri Hari is the supreme absolute truth, and he is the person who is actually the underlying basis of all the Vedas. All the Vedas, actually, they point only to him. If you see, the Vedas are Svatasiddha Gyan, means they're self-manifest scriptures. The Jivas, they depend on which form of Gyan? They depend on Indriya Paratantra Gyan. Their knowledge is completely subservient to the senses. But this is to be rejected. And Svatasiddha Gyan is to be accepted. It's self-manifest knowledge. He is the Pratipadya Vishaya of all the Vedas, Sri Hari. Third evidence, the material world is real, not the Mayavadis. They say the material world is false, but no. The material world is a manifestation of Krishna's Maya Shakti. Therefore, it is real. Krishna's Maya Shakti is also real. So why not this material world also? It is also real, but temporary in this way. And then he says the Jivas, they are separate from Krishna. They are not to be considered one with Krishna at any cost. And even this Bhed is of two types. There's Vyavharik Bhed and there's Tattvik Bhed. Vyavharik Bhed means functional difference, but the origin is the same. Like a pot is different from a piece of cloth. This way there's functional difference, but the point of origin is the same. Both of them, they come from the earth, from the soil. And then there is Tattvik Bhed. Means even the point of origin is different and even the function is different. In this way, Sri Hari and the Jivas, they have Tattvik Bhed. Means at no point can the Jiva become one with Sri Hari. So he says they're always separate in this way. And then he says there are two types of Jivas. The Jivas always serve Krishna. This is their natural dharma. And then he says even among the Jivas, they're liberated and conditioned. And then there he says there's Achatit Chetan Jivas. Consciousness is covered like the trees and stones. Sankuchit, shrunken consciousness. Mukulit, this blossoming consciousness. And even he says among the Mukulit Chetan, there's six types of Jivas. There are those who are uncivilized, and there are those who are civilized but who believe in material advancement. And then there are those who are atheistic but who believe in morality, like the Buddhists. And then there are the Karmavadis who believe in doing good. And then there are those who believe in God but don't practice pure devotional service. And then the Mayavadis. And then there are those who have Vikasit Gyan, blossoming consciousness, fully blossoming consciousness. And then in this way he says that real liberation means to achieve the lotus feet of Krishna. This is real liberation. And then he says that how can you achieve such real liberation? By pure devotional service. And then by such pure devotional service, liberation is automatically had. And then he gives the example that when you light a candle, light automatically comes. And what is the secondary effect? Darkness is dissipated. Similarly, the dissipation of darkness is temporary, but the lighting is permanent. So this dissipation of darkness is this Nirvishesh Gyan. That is temporary. It goes away. But pure bhakti arises. And then he says Sri Hari is known by three types of Praman. There is Shabda Brahma, there's Pratyaksha and Anuman. Anuman is logical inference and Pratyaksha is what you see by the eyes. And then there's Shabda Brahma, means the revelations of the scriptures. So this way Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given everything in all these scriptures and Gurudev has translated all these books. So much treasure there in all these books that he has given. Vaishnava Siddhanta Mala, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Siksha, Bhagavatarka Marichi Mala, Prem Pradeep, Jaiva Dharma, Rasik Ranjan Bhashyan, Bhagavad Gita, so many books, Harinam Chintamani, this Sri Krishna Samhita, and Jaiva Dharma is his last book that he gave. So all his mercy is present in that book. So therefore, he's given such beautiful gems to the entire world. Therefore, we're so much indebted to this great Vaishnava. So much more can be said about him, but even Anantashesh with his unlimited number of mouths cannot glorify this Vaishnava. So therefore, I can only pray at his lotus feet that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his books, his devoted followers, they continue guiding us in our lives and make our lives successful. Mancha kalpata rubyasya kripasindu vayasya vaitanam pavani vyo vaishnavi vyo namo namaha.
Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shlakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, to our Rupanuga Guru Varga and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today, the auspicious appearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I know for all of us, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not someone like difficult to know, like from anyone who just come to the mat immediately, the Guru Varga or Guru and Vaishnavas immediately, even they don't know the name, immediately they're following Bhaktivinoda Thakur teaching. Like when we come, then we're taught all these songs, like for Arati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mangal Arati, we're singing his song, Bhog Arati, we're singing his song, Gaur Arati in the evening, we're singing his songs. And all these bhajans, we're singing all these songs. So basically the devotees, even before they know like all details on Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life, by mercy of Guru and the Vaishnavas, we're actually being shaped according to all the teachings and principles that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given. And therefore, he has been glorified as Gaur Shakti Swarup. We pray, Namo Bhaktivinodaya Sachid Ananda Namini Gaur Shakti Swarupaya Rupa Noga Varayate. So he's been glorified. His Bhaktivinoda, his name Bhaktivinoda, he's Sachid Ananda. Directly also we're telling Sachid Ananda. We said, oh, Krishna is Sachid Ananda, the personification of Sachid Ananda. Also, his very Shakti is Sachid Ananda. And especially Gaur Shakti, not just Krishna Shakti, Gaur Shakti, their speciality of Gaur Shakti. Because this Gaur Shakti is that Shakti that is like on the loose. Like Mahaprabhu, very merciful. It's like, if you read Madhura Kadambini, Vishwanathaswami Thakur, in the very first verse, he's describing the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Like Nirankush, like this unbridled, like uncontrolled, is like completely independent. You can go anywhere. So that's why Gurudev said, Mahaprabhu has given full autonomy to this Karunya Shakti. So they can go everywhere. So that is the nature of Gaur Shakti, giving so much like mercy. He said like rain, like dropping without discrimination anywhere. And also, in some places where they're like a desert or like unfertile ground, also, not only dropping rain there, but also making also the ground fertile. So because sometimes, even if you have water, but ground is fertile, then how the crops will grow? So Mahaprabhu's mercy, not only giving the rain, but also giving the seed, and giving the nourishment and everything, then life coming. So this Swarup Shakti, and especially Gaur Shakti, literally, who is Gaur Shakti? That is Gadadhar Pandit. So if we are, like we know, Gadadhar speaks in Puri, Mahaprabhu learning from him, Srimad Bhagavatam. All these moods of Srimati Radharani. Like now in this world, all these things is continued to be revealed. By whom? By the very Swarup of this Gadadhar, of Gaur Shakti. That is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In this way, we're saying he's none different. Because if Gadadhar Pandit is now with us, he will be revealing all these things. All these things revealed in his books. This is all the things that Gadadhar and specifically Srimati Radharani wants to be known, what Mahaprabhu wants to be known. Our Bhaktivinoda Thakur has not written, like, he's not inventing any new things. He is Rupanuga variety. He's foremost Rupanuga. Therefore, we see everything that he's written is actually in line to the teachings of Rupa Goswami. He did not invent anything. And he's writing only explaining and making everything like very easily understandable. All the teachings of our Goswami, especially Arupa Goswami. And our Srila Gurudev, he has specifically pointed out that aside from his books, you know, he has written more than 100 books. And not just Bengali also. Not just Sanskrit. Even Urdu or also English. So aside from his books, he has given to us the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course, along with that birthplace of Mahaprabhu is the glories of Gordham, Gornam, Gorkam, the desires of Mahaprabhu. And not just that, he also has given to us his son, who is that personality who makes sure that people will be able to receive this gift, who will understand the glories of Mayapur, who is spreading the glories of Mahapur and making it so that now people begin to do parikrama and follow and understand the real glories of Mahaprabhu, this line of Srila Rupa Goswami, the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So today on his appearance day, we are praying to him, and we actually not just pray to glorify him, but actually pray to be able to accept. He's giving already everything to us. He's making it so that we don't need to, like all the books of the Goswamis, he packaged himself and simplified and nicely explained in a simple way so we can understand. So it's like making everything digestible for us, like very foolish jivas in this Kali Yuga. So our Bhaktivinoda Thakur is so merciful, and therefore we can pray that already his mercy is there, but we can have that also that desire to really accept this mercy and be a true recipient of this mercy.
Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshula Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaste Gurudeva Shivapapi Apane Shishima Chila Bhakti Vranta Nanga Swami Iti Namane Vanchakabhadrubis Chakabhasindu Ibichapati Tinam Pavane Vashnava Ibiyo Namana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhaniti Nanda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasade Shri Gaura Bhakti Vindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. First off, from a respectful basis, countless sons, beloved Guru Papa Nitilam, Bishop Pachi, Shimachi, Bhaktananga, Goswami Maharaj, Narupa Nugudavar, and some of the devotees. So we're celebrating the Avibhavtiti of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Krishna Karuna, Karuna Shakti. Was mentioning. I actually had the same question came up while Giri Maharaj was speaking. If Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Gaur Shakti Sarup. How can he also be Rupanuga Varayate? It's like, not like contradiction, but it's something we don't speak so much about this, but how is it possible? In Krishna, we speak how he takes the mood of Srimati Radhika, becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this is a big thing that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Gaur Shakti. And if he's Gaur Shakti, then how can he be Rupanuga? This is like also taking another identity to be the follower of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Nuga Variety. I know Prabhuji knows everything, so be merciful, he can answer this, give some understanding. Because it seems like maybe some contradiction there. How can be two things? So, anyhow, so he also known as Saptam Goswami, the seventh Goswami. The quintessential Vaishnav. He's also like Grihastha. So this is not like Goswamis weren't Grihasthas, but Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj is Grihastha. And how they lived their lives, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's sadhan and bhajan, he was like district magistrate. And so he very quickly rose and became a very powerful personality. And the British Raj, they saw him. This is not ordinary. He's like the Rupa and Sanatan. They also caught the attention of the Qazi and became engaged in the service of the Mohammedan regime. In the same way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was also caught the attention of the British, and he became engaged. And he was renowned for very quickly being able to solve many cases. You know, like now Indian court system, one problem, 20 years to resolve some land dispute. Then 20 years can go by and still no resolution. But this is not Bhaktivinoda Thakur's standard. In many cases, he's making rulings, giving very quickly, more than 10, 20 times faster than anyone else. So he could, what do we say in English, cut to the chase, you know, you get to the essence of the matter. But not only this materially, then also spiritually, he's also not, Srila Gurudev is saying, between midnight and 4 a.m., he's doing his bhajan. Now, if we can't sleep midnight, 1 o'clock, what doing? Not bhajan. No, anything else. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's doing his bhajan all through the night and doing stavas and stutis and writing. And then after that, Gurudev said, then he would write his cases, his decisions from his cases. So we also know if you don't do your sadhan bhajan, if you do your sadhan bhajan, then all your material things very easily flow. You don't have to worry. Like Gurudev used to say, if you chant 64 rounds, Gurudev said in Australia one time, if you chant 64 rounds every day, Krishna will come and he will broom your house. Yeah, how is it possible? Who has faith like this in Krishna and Krishna's name? Does he broom your house? No, you're not going to clean my room, no? Then Giri Maharaj is doing 64 rounds of Krishna coming and sweeping. So he can tell us how is the progress. But this Gurudev saying, the big thing, that if you have this faith, so the famous case was there of, I forget the name, Bibhishena Babaji, one Siddha Babaji. So he was pretending to be Krishna, to be incarnation. Funny, in the West, no one's so much pretending to be Krishna officially. But in India, everyone is incarnation, no? Very popular. This person, this praying man there, he's also Siddha and manifestation of Mahaprabhu, Kripalu, you know, many, many, not just one or two, hundreds, thousands, all. And the regular people, the Hindus, say, oh yeah, he's Bhagavan, you know. So this this is a big problem in India. And so this one Siddha Baba, Siddha Yogi, he had this mystic power, he wanted to do this Rasalila. And many people came under the power and spell of this Siddha Yogi, aristocratic daughters. They would come and they want to dance, do the Rasalila in the full moon night in Orissa. So, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wasn't deterred. He was given this case because it was a big problem, no? For all the fathers and parents, they're very concerned, this out of control Siddha Yogi. So anyway, he came there with many policemen. And even though this Baba had never met Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he knew by mystic power. He said, oh, I know you. You're this magistrate. You cannot defeat me. So then this, basically Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, okay, I give you 7 days to retract your statements. You know, in law, you have to give some time for them to respond. So generally 30 days, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I give you 7 days, okay? He's cutting everything down. 7 days to retract your statements that you are Krishna, that you are Bhagavan, you are ordinary citizen. If you don't give this up, then we'll put you in jail. So anyhow, then they returned. He said, no, I am Siddha, I am Krishna, I will not give up my program. My program will continue, you know? And so then they returned 7 days later, and with the officers, and they went to arrest him. And then this Baba, this Siddha Baba, he had this siddhi, and he shook his dreadlocks, no? And then fire came out. You can imagine the scene. So everyone was scared, you know? Like, we hear stories like in Bengal of these tantrics, you know? They're very powerful. They can turn you into a goat. No? With their mantras, you want to be careful. You upset a Bengali, then you know Bengali magic man. No? How is their power? So anyway, they can, by their mantras, they can catch you and put, change you into a goat and keep you in their house. So anyway, this is not ordinary thing. This is actually, so everyone's scared. We're protected here with the Vaishnavas, so we don't see these things, but we've heard some of these stories, no? So I have to be, we're lucky to be under safe guidance, Guru Varg. They're protecting us from all these things, for sure, guarantee. The Brahma Raksha goes, all everything is going on. But here in Radhe Kunj, protected area, restricted area. Yeah. So this was the same for Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Policemen and enforcers, they became scared. They put down their guns and they wouldn't arrest him and they ran away. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was left by himself. He wrestled with that Siddha and he cut off his matted locks, his dreadlocks, and arrested him. He had no fear. And they put him into jail for a trial. But then in the nighttime, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gurudev explains, he had this incredible pain in his stomach. And his wife, even his wife was saying, why are you disturbing this Baba, this yogi, Siddha yogi? Now he's causing, you might die. He said, no, this is nothing. He said, his power is insignificant to Krishna's names. So when it came to the court the next day, and then the Baba said, hey, you not forget the pain I caused you last night, you know? He said, this is nothing, you know, and they basically threw him in. He said, if you don't, I give you a last chance. You recant, you give up your claim that you are Krishna, or you go to jail for 6 months. Hard labor, you know? So he was very proud, this yogi. Many people, they're very proud they can't come to Krishna. This main block for coming to Krishna is pride. I am doer, I am controller, I am businessman. This so much I have, you know, this is divine and demoniac qualities. So this pride is big stumbling block. So for this Baba, he's Siddha, yogi, he refused. So then they threw him into jail. And then he fasted to death, you know? He refused to do the hard labor and he fasted. But so this is the efficiency of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He ruled the strong thing. And Gurudev saying that actually this is the power of Krishna Nam. You know, that if one has strong sadhan bhajan, this Krishna Shakti, you know, Nam Namakari Bahara, Nija Sarva Shaktis, Tatabhita Niyamita Smarana and the Kala. Krishna's name, very powerful. Gurudev said, you know, like this Harinama Tua Anakya Sarupa, this song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's saying this Sudanam, you're chanting all Krishna's leelas, all pastimes, all is contained. Gurudev said, even leelas that are not in Srimad Bhagavatam are contained in Krishna Nam. So how we understand the Vaishnavas, they're seeing all the leelas. So when one other pastime was there, that when he was also positioned, he served in many areas, also even in Vrindavan. Oh, we should also mention, when he was put in charge of the some of the administration in Jagannath Puri Mandir, I read this, maybe forgot, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur was, they tried to bribe him. One group tried to bribe him 3 lakh rupees to put a dog, a murti of a dog, on top of Jagannath Mandir. I forgot this one. It's good to imagine who wants to. Gurudev said, who wants to put a dog there? It was the Mayavadis, that there's no difference between Jagannath Baladev Subhadra and dog. Like they say, Dadri Narayan, you know, poor Narayan, this poor homeless person. He's also, everything is Narayan. You're Narayan. I'm Narayan. Everything is Narayan. So like this, they wanted to give 3 lakh. How much is 3 lakh in those days? Now 3 lakh is not so much, but in the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, crores and crores, no? But he wouldn't succumb to the... So he was very... And he also helped very nicely manage the Jagannath Mandir, and also he preached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. But then also this famous pastime of his time, even in Vrindavan, he would come to Suryakund, he would meet with Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And there Gurudev explains Jagannath Babaji's Maharaj, his eyes hit over his head was all these folds of skin. Yeah. So because he had no connection with this world, his eyes were like closed to this world. but he gave time. But so he would often take darshan of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. But his disciples who were in Suryakund, which is a place of Siddhadeya, they complained to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, "Oh, we came here for our Siddhadeya. We came here, we gave up our wives and everything to gain our Siddhadeya, but Babaji Maharaj is making us grow eggplant and flowers." So he said, "We didn't come for this, maybe we should go home." But Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "No." He said, "This." He said, "You, how you'll meditate on the Astakali Leela?" He said, "You can't chant Sudanam. Your nam, you're full of anartas. If you try and meditate on Astakali Leela with anartas, then you'll just fall down. You'll only think of women and this and that. So better you serve Guru. You follow the order of Guru. If he's saying grow eggplant, you know, then you grow eggplant." So all of a sudden we heard from the Vaishnava, "What is the power of your 64 rounds of Nam Aparad?" Gurudev said, "If you chant 64 rounds, maybe one name will be Nam Abbas." Can you imagine? Hard enough to chant 64 rounds, but all is Nam Aparad, maybe one name is Nam Abbas. Still very powerful to get the fruit of one Nam Abbas. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "You can," and Gurudev was explaining, "you can chant for thousands of lifetimes in your bhajan, but with anartas, you won't get any benefit. But if you follow the orders of Sri Guru, you grow your eggplant, you grow your vegetables, and you offer that to Sudha Vaishnavas, you offer that to Thakurji, then you'll become purified, then gradually everything will become manifest." And Srila Gurudev said, "Just like in the Radha Kund, now the Babaji's, for 2 rupees, you can get your Siddhadeya." You know, we've heard from some devotees that they go to Radha Kund, so, you know, hippies or anyone, they go to Radha Kund, they try and get their Siddhadeya, and the Baba will sit there with his eyes closed and pretend to like go in his trance, and he will go, "Ha ha 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 ha," like he's in Krishna Leela, no? And he's laughing and, "Oh, oh," and then he, "Oh, you are so and so, Manjari, you're Lalita, you're Vishaka, this is your dress," for just a few rupees. But even can't fix their mind for 16 rounds. So Gurudev also saying this, 16 rounds not enough. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he set the standard. Even he's grihastha, but he's bhajan 100% 24 hours a day, like Prabhuji was saying. Every day, how much sadhana I did, how much seva I did for Krishna. So I have a life hack. One life hack is there. When you list all the things you did, you just say them twice, then it feels like you did twice as much. But this is the idea that the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was 24 hours, never give up, did his material so-called obligation, and at the same time his sadhana bhajan was unparalleled. Therefore he's Satam Goswami. So I'm hoping we get some answer from this Gaur Shakti Swarup and Rupa Nuga. I don't understand this. We pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur that the essence of his teachings will manifest in our hearts, and by the power of his bhajan, he can deliver us from repeated birth and death. Vancha Gopaji Vishara Kabusanayi Vajavadi Vipadma Vashan.
Jnanotiparandhisyagnanyanasalakaya Chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Vancha kalpataruhasya kripasindubhai vacha Patitanam pavanebho vaishnavebho namo namah. Namahapadannaya Krishna Premapadayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Se Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhattara Gunan Sri Jivi Gopal Bhatta Das Rogunan Echai Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Jahoite Vighnanas Abhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Guruji Maharaj ki jai Guru Parampara ki jai Anant Anant Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Astu Sanjeev ki jai Bhakta Vighna Vinashan Karani Singhadev ki jai Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai Sarva Vishtapata Giriraj Govardhan Jeev ki jai Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jeev ki jai Brajmandal Dham ki jai Brajvasi Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Brajeshwari Madhishwari Praneshwari Srimati Dharani ki jai Brajdevigan ki jai Jai Bhaktivinoda Thakur Subhavir Vibhavatiti Mamasav ki jai Chaturmasya Vrata ki jai Vratapalankari Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Samaved Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Gaur Premanandi Now is today's Bhaktivinoda Thakur appears, everybody know are carrying many glories. Now is telling Bhaktivinoda Thakur for praying Namo Bhaktivinodaya Sachidananda Namineya Rupine. So Krishna is Sachidananda. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also Sachidananda. This soul is pure soul, part and parcel. Soul is eternal. Pure soul is eternal. So Krishna is Sachidananda. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also Sachidananda. Krishna is Lord Brahma. He is small Brahma. This is notice. Understanding no answer. This is not reality. What is saying? This world, childhood to all are taking training. Mahamaya, upasana, aradhana. How Mayadevi will be happy and pleased with me? Mohini Maya, Mahamaya. Then she is giving all facility, like training Prabhupada, anybody going in jail, then he is very honestly working and training everything true. He is saying, jailer near requesting, please you are happy with me, you give me one mosquito net, otherwise lot of mosquito night time, I can't sleep. Also after he is asking jailer near, please, you are happy with me. Then you give me nice water and nice food. He is in jail, prisoner. Now he is inside prison. He likes making heaven. Everything. So came this world within own karma jiva in jail inside. Mahadevi is Durga Devi is Durga, Killa, Fort, in jail, inside. Now all prisoners, on karma phal, fruit, prarabdha, prarabdha, everything. Now, there is now suffering, but they like worshipping Mayadevi, Mayadevi, please then giving relief and helping, I will be very happy. Also Mayadevi giving permanent residence. To this Maya Upasana, they are everywhere, this Durga, Kali, Chandi, Bhairavi, Mayadevi, many Swarup worshipping and teaching also everybody. How I'm digesting, how I'm enjoying, how long life, everything will be proper and perfect. Therefore, Mayadevi is near worshipping and praying and crying. Bhaktam Thakur, he say, following this Bhakti Yoga, this Arup Siddha, ya Karma Mishra, Sangha Siddha, ya Gyan Mishra, this is name of Bhakti, not Suddha Bhakti, this is Vidya Bhakti. This Bhakti with is, you cannot crossing this Maya, no understanding, soul, pure soul, anything. Temporary you are came this world, inside prison, there is a lot of punishment, all time torture. This is also no possible here to getting bail. Suddha Bhakti, this, how understanding I am following Suddha Bhakti? Bhakti parasanu bhava dan virakti. This Mayadevi's world, any presentation, any gift, and any limbs, anything, two will be detached. No need this anything, presentation, Mayadevi's. Also, never desire also increasing. You following Bhakti Yoga na Swamya Pranita Malli, Bhakti Yoga, you following Suddha Bhakti and following for desire, then our understanding, Satchidananda Namine, Satchit Ananda, Sat Sandini, Ya Satsarup Balde Prabhu, Chitbal, Adhishtati Devata, Chitsarup Sambit, Gyan Swarup, Krishna, Ananda Swarupini Kriyasakti, Srimati Radharani's, for your service for and with them getting relationship. So he is on the first personality this world, all jivas near, he is not give message. Reality, following for everybody is giving this Shakti, Satchidananda, Satsuru Balde Prabhu, you follow Guru, follow you. Quickly come, Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas near, they are God family members. Krishna and Krishna's incarnation and expansions near you come. You come, Ananda Swarupini Smriti Adhara Thakurani is near. Therefore, he is Gaur Shakti. He is giving the Satchidananda Swarup, Satchidananda Mayata, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, Prati Bhavi Tavi Stabir Jeva Nija Rupa Tayakalabi. So this Maya Swarup figure and face and uniform structure, all are his. This is one Mayadevi's gift I have. But this one also temporary. And this one not giving us this Sachidananda Mata, Jalata, all time. This Mayamaya, this world, and everywhere going, then giving instruction. How can you, lot of collective Maya. Big building, big farmhouse, landlord, big family, everything for giving instruction, inspiration. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is saying, this is useless. Also, this Shakti, what did he call Gaura Shakti? He is Mahaprabhu's this Shakti, meaning Mahaprabhu is alone, but he is Namavatar, Premavatar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur inviting, calling Babaji, Mayavadi, Buddha, Jaina, Parsi, Yehudi, Hindu, Isai, Christian, Muslim, everybody. He is not looking at anybody's caste and religion. He is before, 100 years before, he is giving announcement. This Gaur Shakti going everywhere and spreading. And everybody is near giving this message. You are not this body, you are not this mind. You are soul and following pure soul. But Jiva has no strength. Therefore, he is collecting this seed ball. This is necessary. Nayamatma balahinan alabhya. Ayamatma, this soul following for, need is lot of strength. Ayamatma. Atma, Paramatma, both. Following for need is lot of strength, lot of energy. Ordinary people hopeless. You telling, one day 8 hours they working, 10 hours, 12 hours. You telling, okay, you chanting on Harimala, sitting in here. I give foodstuff, I give cloth, I give room, I give maintain everything you giving. They can do. No chitbal. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur first is arranging Jala Shakti, Maya Shakti, Jala Bal with this. They cannot following this, practicing in life is pure Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, he is arranging first is this Sat, Sandini Swarup, Baldev, Chitbal. He is giving. After, he is giving pure knowledge. Who is Mayavadi Dharmadhyaji? Who is soul followers? Who is pure soul followers? Who is so-called? Who is as it is? What is right, what is wrong? Therefore, need is chit gyan. He is distributing, Jiva's giving. Also, he is giving this Kriya Shakti, Ananda Swarupini, Aladdin Shakti, Srimati Radha Thakurani. Without her mercy, not will be active. You are doing many things, not for God, for ordinary people. Like many people, very happy. Oh, giving charity, take care this children, many persons buying milk, foodstuff, giving monkeys, dog, cat, they take care, they serving, but they cannot serving God and God person. They think it is useless. I am take care this. Orphan persons. So no understanding. This Kriya Shakti, there is now misusing and going down to down Maya. And after is what coming result fruit? Punishment and torture. Too much. Karmahi aravar maranam dukkhate sukhayacho. Mithuni charnam nirnam mitupako viparjase. This karma, trying more and more. After, not possible there to, I am come out. life to life, I am arrested already. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur first is the Satchit Ananda Swarupini. He is giving the Satchit Ananda Mayata. After telling Gaura Shakti Swarupaya, without Gaura Shakti, Mahaprabhu Shakti, Namavata Premavdar, not possible. Jiva has no Shakti, no power, no strength, no energy, no taste, no greed. Then Jiva can do anything. Jiva has no hunger fire and no lust fire, then Jiva is not doing anything. Not eating, then they can do anything. Lusty and thirsty people, day and night working. They are arrested already. But how will be free? So this Gaura Shakti, this is very powerful. Then, where is sending Gaur? Everybody sending Brajamandal. Where? Sala Goswami is near. Mostly Rupa Goswami is near. Rupa Goswami is Rasacharya. He is near, not coming. What Jalaras? What is Aprakita Bhakti Rasa? Ananda Chinmaya Rasa? No understanding. Going any ordinary people near the teaching. One person came, Prabhupada Swastakun near. You are all young boys making brahmachari. They are not tasting his maya rasa, jala rasa. Then how can realize this? How can they realizing? Here is tasting and realization coming, taste coming, then after thinking about this aprakito. First is prakito and then aprakito. You how get realization giving anybody's? They not. God creating this world is rasa. All I am rasa distribution for testing for everything. But you are stop and giving ban? Not good. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, why is Rupanu Goparayate? Everybody sending Rupanu Rupa Goswami Prabhu's this rasamaya Vrindavan. All rasik. All acharyas near. Otherwise all are going here and there running after missing life. Nityananda Prabhu sending Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami is near. Mahaprabhu sending Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta, Rupa Goswami is near. Why is Rupanuga Parayati? Highest post of this Rupanugas. Why? He is giving Shakti, force, greed, taste, strength, energy. After make qualified and then sending. Go, not other school. Bhakti Rasa Mahaprabhu giving in Rupa Goswami. Giving others, but he say, Mahaprabhu, I am giving one drop of Bhakti Rasa. You, tasting for. After he is sending everybody, Rupa Goswami is near. This Rupanuga, Raganuga, Rupanuga, all Raganuga, but all Raganuga, not Rupanuga. Rupanuga, Raganuga and Ragatmik. Ragatmik and Raganuga, all not Rupanuga. Rupa Goswami, what speciality? He is Rupamanjari, under guidance of Rupamanjari, understanding, realizing and practicing in this life, doing sadhana, Manjari Bhava sadhana. This is not Samugetshamayi, Tattat Bhavetshamayi. No Kamatmika, Sambhogatmika, Prematmika. Love, pure love, there is no condition. Condition, then no love. After condition, then finish. But not will be permanent and forever, continue. Therefore this this Prematmika ragatmika bhakti. This manjari of sadhana, this is unconditional, unparalleled. Also this is forever continuing, not possible, spotless. Not breaking, not breakdown. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, therefore, first is collecting this, all jivas for this, Satchidananda Tattva. After Gaur Shakti, then sending this, Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami is near. Therefore, telling, oh, Priya Swarupe, Dvaita Swarupe, Prema Swarupe, Sajabhi Rupe, Nijan Rupe, Sabilas Rupe, Tatan Rupe, Sabilas Rupe. Anyhow, telling this Rupa Goswami's glories, also praying Adhanas Tinam Dantaridam Jachi Puna Puna, Srimad Rupa Padambuja Dulisya Janmani Janmani. So this Rupan Gobarayate, Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommending anybody sending Rupa Goswami accepting. Never deny, never neglect, never hating. Also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur preaching time, going village to village, Kormi, Gyani, Mayabadi, Babaji, Mataji, Sahaji, all. All are giving chance. You know, hating anybody. No. He giving class, Bhakti Kuti Satasan, this, Namacharya Harijas Thakur Samadhi is front of. Satasan mod. Sat asan, seven asan, Sarala Goswami and Harijas Thakur asan. There he is giving class. All Jagannath Puri, outside, everywhere to everybody coming in his class. All are respecting him. One Babaji, very angry. He has jealousy, heartburn. He is very famous, Jagannath Puri. He says, he is saying his disciples and followers, don't go his class, don't hearing. He is only cheater. He has no neck beads. He has no tilak. He has no Brahmin thread. He is not following anything, Kormi, or the magistrate. He is giving class for name and fame, for cheating, for don't go. But disciples are not hearing. Babaji is near nothing. They going, hiding and going class. Then one day, somebody asking, oh, Thakur, you are not wearing any neck beads, why? Then what can I do? Now, Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu, Jagannath, not give me any tulasi, mala. They are giving, then I am accepting. When giving, I don't know. Then he is telling his classes, Acharya Ramanuj, Ramanuj Sampradaya, they are not wearing tulasi, mala. This is not my bhoga for. This is only Krishna Seva for tulasi. How can I am wearing, I am enjoying my safety for protection for? Also this tulasi, I am bathing, then washing this tulasi, water is going my feet. I am going to toilet, I am going many other places. Then how the tulasi I am using? And I am telling lie, you're cheating people. I am very cheater then. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is really telling, oh, my Guru Maharaj, Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu, Jagannath Dev, giving malai wearing. But this Babaji very disturbed. His classes after, they are taking one phabda, meaning kodal, is cutting all clay and throwing and then giving cow dung with this. He making clean this place. After he is abusing all Babaji's, why going there, why hiring there, this and that. Too much. After he is going his room, Bhajanpur, bus, night time, diarrhea, vomiting, fever, and he is vomiting and passing stool, his room is full and he is floating on top. worms, fly, mosquito, and he is there, he's rotten. Not possible, he is calling anybody. Other Babajis are came and looking his position. So, all time, vomiting. Now, they are gone, Bhaktivinoda Thakur near. Oh, he is making many offense. Please forgive him. He is suffering now. Bhaktivinoda Thakur came and then telling, okay, washing, cleaning and taking out. He is bringing Jagannath Charanamrita, giving him and giving homeopathic medicine. Bhaktivinoda Thakur drank all time everything for helping jivas, giving medicine. After a slow getting his healthy, then next day is Bhaktivinoda Thakur near crying and praying, why making offense for your near? Jagannath is came and kicking and beating and giving a lot of punishment to me. I am not understanding. I am looking outside, externally. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, oh, this jiva is making many offense for me. Okay. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, okay, you give me neck beads I am wearing. See, Baba, not possible. I can't give him. You are my guru. You are my everything. I know, look, Lord Jagannath telling you are Jagannath near and dearest. Jagannath accepting your seva. All in all you, I am on foolish and ignorance and useless. He all, Babaji is near, everywhere is requesting this Thakur Bhakti Vinod. Before his name Kedarnath Dutta, then all Babaji's are all scholar, all panda, everybody is addressing him Bhakti Vinod. Why? He is giving pure Suddha Bhakti Yoga. Not Karma Mishra, Gyan Mishra, not Arush Siddha, Sangha Siddha, no other, not cheating. Everybody is cheating, speaking something and practicing something. But he is speaking and is as it is everything. Also, how can realizing in everybody, therefore he is arranging everybody's for good way. There he is starting first is Ekadasi. Also, Jagannath temple, Bimala Devi's front of temple, and Lakshmi Devi's temple behind is Kali Devi's temple. They are every day goat, sheep, sometimes horse, sometimes camel, all time cutting. Then the offering. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one side Mukti Mandap, another side Bhakti Mandap. He every day there is giving classes Bhagavatam. And Ekadashi's glory is all. Then what happened? All change. And also temple inside, not possible anybody killing this animal. No blood flow. No more fish. Complete his revolution, Mahaprabhu's line. Is changing. Government looking, now no more disturbance. Bhaktivinoda time, Jagannath temple, no any problems, disturbance come. Everybody very peaceful, silence and serving is politely, very clean, everybody's. No more fiction, no more competition. Post for, position for, seva for. Sometime Mangal Arati, no. Mangal Arati, oh, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Sometime evening Gaur Arati, like evening Arati, night time midnight. Bhaktivinoda Thakur all making this fixed time to time, all things, seva, service. On this bhoga for, government has rules. Bhoga prasad coming, then this giving charity. Poor people for, Brahmins for, everybody's for. But not business. Time to time, when landlord, Yamani king, they're starting this business. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is throwing out. Say Mahaprasad. Huh? Everybody giving donation. As much as why is selling? Huh? Not selling. And not giving everybody this much. Need everybody's prasadam, giving everybody's needed, this much needed. And they are, what happened then? All our poor people taking prasadam and cleaning, brooming, arranging. Everywhere prasadam is very helpful. So he is appears in where? Birinagar Ula. Ishwarchandra Bhonstopi, big landlord. Yeah. He has Dadas Gopal temple, 12. He is before also inviting Vaishnava Bhaktas. Yeah. He is doing Ram Sankirtanam, many things following. After his daughter is, he gave marriage. After what happened? Landlord, but big plague come. And all village to village finish. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur mother quickly taking and he's gone is Baleshwar, nearby Baleshwar, Bhadrak, that way. Childhood Bhaktivinoda Thakur is there, uncle house. There too he's landing. After he's come to Calcutta. Calcutta is this. That time British time, this Revenge College, very first class. And there too he come Krishnagar. There Krishnagar too is after next gone Calcutta. He is, that time is, he is very qualified. He is giving everywhere classes in school, period after. Teachers are asking, principal asking, he give me answer. Sometime British government to Shiksha Parishad, officers are coming, he giving class. Then they inviting, calling him Calcutta. This assembly, writers building, many places. He giving class, then what they are telling? This person is Bible thief. He has big knowledge. He is all stealing his Bible too, and he is speaking now. They are giving his name Bible thief. Big, big announcement. He say, Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, Bible has this much. But after, I am speaking anything, I am challenging you, showing me this is all Bible has. Anyhow, he is starting their lectures after starting magazine, harmonist, English. He handling how many languages? English, Maratha, Maithili, this, Sanskrit, Hindi, Odia, Bengali, 18 languages he know. And 18 languages he see all articles, books, magazine, and newspaper, everywhere he is giving. All are coming all time. Thakur, now this program, what is reality? You writing? Government, after is any problems create in India, government is asking. Now he is like his legal advisor. Also, he is giving duty after he is going classes, many places. After he is coming and writing, he is chanting, how possible this? Therefore, training Gaur Shakti, Swarupaya. Also, he is, anybody is making advance, after he is not keeping in own pocket. He is sending Rup Goswami's class, Rupan Goswami. He is all disappears, he is telling, all go, Bimala Prasad Niyar. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is near, took sannyas. And his Niyar is staying. He is teaching everything. But he has other son also, Lalita Prasad. He is also opening center Prapanna Ashram. Bhaktivinoda Thakur not allowed, not standing there. Say no. One son named Kamala Prasad, one Bimala Prasad, one Lalita Prasad, another one, he disappears already, he is Ramanu Sampradaya Vaishnava. He appears and after some time, he is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhagavad Devi is near praying, oh, I am before Ramanu Sampradaya Acharya, scholar, but I insult all time Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Now I am suffering. Please, is Bimala Prasad is great Vaishnava. He is younger, but he is washing feet and give me charanamrita and bathing, showering me, then I get liberation. Then they doing and then looking, all bodies come Ramanuji Tilak and he is forgiveness for praying and he is living. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur near, he nobody denying. No neglecting. No, this jiva's on karma. Mayadevi's playground. Player all. Anybody giving smash, chastisement, punishment, they purifying? No shakti. How they can this crossing maya? Therefore, he's very kind. He arranging this arrangement. Before many acharya come, but they not arranging. Like look, all are for platform. Nice one, teacher is came, nice teaching. Every day, all are is calling, doing Nam Sankirtanam, doing dance, and nice. All are take care, managing. This is God, causeless mercy, Gurudev causeless mercy. And nobody helping us. Then all are kailas, alas, oh, ah, he, ha, ha. Bas, Mayadev is playground playing. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, over world, everybody is controlling. And after, he is saying, only 100 years after, this spreading over world, everywhere. This Bhaktivinoda Bani Vaibhav, you are reading, then you are understanding how much he is giving question, answer, and all time busy. How many Brahma Samaj, India has many, many, Arjuna Samaj, many society, all coming his near, question with his. He is smashing, debating, no. He is giving answer and changing all that. No arguing and no competition. All are cooling. And all are then following bhakti. So this revelation, Bhaktivinoda Thakur starting, this Bhaktivinoda line for Prabhupada Sri Thakur, what's saying? Anybody giving sannyas, then what's saying? Bhaktivinoda Dhara. Bhakti Pragyan, Bhakti Vikas, Bhakti Vilas, this Bhakti Prapan, all within Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it is Bhakti, it is his Prabhupada is connecting. So all are lucky, Prabhupada, everywhere this Bhaktivinoda Thakur appears and disappears, they arranging big, big program, not small, not one day, two, 3 days program, every time, inviting everybody, and he is giving classes. Sometimes people is asking, oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur allow this, all musical program, this drama, theater, Prabhupada person, why not you allow? Big, big person like Sisir Ghosh, the Sampadak, editor of this newspaper, many, many asking. See, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, why he is allowed? He is everybody is giving, calling, pulling, giving chances. And they are coming from Bhaktivinoda Thakur near, he is giving Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga na samyak pranitya mali. Very clean and pure. And I am now allow, and then people thinking, Guru allow this, yes, higher authority allow, this is more great. Therefore, no need. More than higher, other drama, other theater, other that things which I am connecting, I am looking at that eternal spiritual world, lila, not this mundane maya lila. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is anywhere going, but that area, like flower is blooming, and the all air is there is good smell, all change, pollution finish, after continue. Bhaktivinoda Thakur like this, everywhere this, not cleaning only, flower smell with this, like, nice making this area. Same he is opening Namhatta. He is writing therefore, Nadiya Godhume Nityananda Mahajan, Patiya se Namhatta Jivara Karan, Ohe Saddhavana Jana he Saddhavana Jan. He is saying, Bala Sukere Khabar Gai, Surabhi Kunjate, Namer Hat Khule se Khod Nitai. Ore Yaman Dayal Nityananda, how he is singing? He is saying, Dayal Nityai Chaitanya Bole Natsari Amar Mon. No need Krishnam, Krishnam Aparad, Namaparad, Dhamaparad, but Gaur Nityai is name which is no Namaparad, no Dhamaparad. Nityai Chaitanya Bole Natsari Amar Mon. Amon Dayal to Nairi. He's how much helping his jivas. This is thinking then our Pujavati Vikram Maharaj. He is going parikrama every year. He say first day they are going Godrum with his offering pranam and going Mayapur. Yeah, no, Godrum to Nishingapalli. He is going in Godrum, he is glorified Bhaktivinoda Thakur offering pranam. He say Bhaktivinoda Thakur not come this world. This world is nobody kind and helpful for spiritualities. All are his mundane things for kicking and pushing and by force giving this mundane rasa for adhikar. But ritual for nobody, no master. Say this Mahapurushis came in this world. Oh, how his help is for jivas. Jiva has no any Sukriti, he has no any goodness, but he is all jivas changing. How is kind? Look, many persons met him writing songs, many things, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur songs, over world, anywhere going, all languages with it, they are changing, translating. Many world has many other literature, many songs, English songs, Portugal songs, Brazilian songs, Mexican songs, Arabian songs, Arab country going, China songs, only sound, 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 going, high. After some less. Arabian songs, but 1 hour, 2 hour, only what is, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how is he singing? Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. After? Jasamati Nandana Prajavarana Gara Gokula Ranjana Kana. Very slow, slow. All learning. Every dancing. Other songs singing, then drinking after possible dancing. But this song singing, for no need is drinking. The songs has drinks. Not wine, fine. All are giving wine, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur giving fine, subtle wine. Singing and dancing non-stop. Therefore, this Mahapurush, how is merciful, how is his bringing flow is Mahaprabhu's Shaktis. Therefore this Godrum Bhajan Upadesh, he is saying, Bhaja Godrum Kanana Kunja Vidhum. Bhava Gauru Gadadhara Pakshesara. Sinu Gauru Gadadhara Kelikalam. this much helpful for us. So these things, for all are lucky, very lucky. Now also this flow is running. This flow, Ganga, Bhakti Bhagavati Ganga, this flow. Not Triloki, all, everywhere this flow. Anybody singing this Jaya Radha Madhava, they cannot control oneself. They're dancing. They, Jaya Samuti Nandana, he is not writing Devaki Nandana. Sukhdeva Goswami, some places is telling Devaki Nandana. But Bhakti Bhakti Thakur not saying Devaki Nandana. All time Nanda Nandana, other Jasmati Nandana. This is big speciality. So now is time is over. Tomorrow, Haridas Thakur disappears. How is Haridas Thakur and Mahaprabhu's with his Mahaprabhu leper, his first is came. And how is arranging? Try to maintaining. Mahaprabhu coming before, but everything is how is strange position. But toilets, everything. But tomorrow, hearing his glories. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol.